So we were talking with Howard Tubman there, one of the great digital entrepreneurs of Chicago. From the new age to success in the old age now of the non-electronic toy era and books, our entrepreneur segment each week sponsored by Wintrust Financial, Chicago's Banks for Business. Jody Norgaard is the founder and CEO of the Dream Big Toy Company. How has your business been? By the way, I did look it up. Mm-hmm. How has it been in the 3.5 years since you've been here?
Good. It has been really good. I've seen a lot of parents call me. A lot of parents send emails saying thank you. Thank you for providing an age-appropriate doll for my daughter, something different than that is on the market right now, you know, with crop tops, with belly button rings, with big hair, high heels.
With the Barbie model out there.
Yeah. There's one out there and it's called Lovely Lola. I don't know any parent that aspires their daughter to be a Lovely Lola.
So tell me about your doll collection.
Okay. There are 13 dolls. They're all sports dolls. So when my daughter, who's here in the studio, Grace, was 10 years old.
Is she the one turning red now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And her friend Mary Claire, who one of the dolls is named after, she, I saw these dolls that were just very inappropriate, that were marketed to 9-year-old girls. And like I was saying, you know, the crop tops, the belly button rings, the eye makeup, the full figures, they should be playing with toys that are look like little girls, that are made for little girls. So that's how it all started. So I never intended to get into the toy business 5 years ago, but I decided to do something about it, and it's taken off.
How big is big for the company?
Mean?
I mean, are you is this your now one and only venture? You're paying the bills with the income from it all?
Yep. I am paying the bills, sustainable, but it is growing. The product has been picked up by Walmart and will be launched in select stores in May. So that has been our big venture coming up. So there's been a lot of time. So I'm working with author, illustrator, editor. The illustrator and editor are here in the Chicago area, trying to license the product.
And these books now that are coming out are reinforcing the same basic message.
Mm-hmm.
And they've won kind of an important award in the toy biz.
Yes, the biggest award there is in the toy industry, the Oppenheim Toy Portfolio Platinum Award. And the great thing about the books is that, like you said, they send the same message. There's nothing about, you know, oh, there's a boy situation, you know, or there's a diva issue, you know, a girl, mean girl issue. It's all about realistic stories and good problems. Carrie Goldman, the author of Bullied, has just endorsed the books, and she just did a wonderful endorsement saying there needs to be more books like this out there.
Now, here's your website, the www.gogosportsgirls.com.
Yes, all about empowering girls.
So it's this little niche. Any expansion ideas beyond this? I mean, maybe expanding your line from, what was it, 13 to more? I mean, the American Girl Collection, after all.
I know. I'm all about, you know, I'd love to see like a go-go reading girl or a go-go math girl. It's all about, you know, embracing what you're good at, looking on the inside and not focusing so much on the outside. So I think in our society, we tend to tell girls at a young age, oh, this is how you should look. This is how your body should be. This is what you should wear. When in fact, they need to be looking at the, you know, what they're good at on the inside. And that's their strength.
How about boys and their messages? Are you just saying
I have two boys, and trust me, I would love to do a go-go sports boy, you know, and it's the same thing. I need to start somewhere. So if it all goes well, I will certainly...
Come on, 5 years doing the one note here.
Oh, Bill, go ahead. You talk to my husband about this.
So what is it? What would the messages that boys need to have? That it's okay to cry and stuff like that, or what?
Yeah, well, I just from experience with my two boys, absolutely. It's okay to hug. It's okay to say I love you. It's okay to be sensitive. There doesn't always need to be violence. I'm so tired of those violent video games. I think that's an issue. And my friend over here, Erica, I know feels the same way. It's a problem. They don't always need to be violent.
What's the production up to? What's the volume of sales that you've got?
Well, up to, you know, with the dolls, the new Read and Play, the doll book set, were, you know, in just pre-orders, were up to close 5,000. So that's just in pre-orders.
And I would think Walmart alone signing up with them would cause those numbers to explode.
Let's hope so. Yeah, they've been very supportive. They've been a very good company. And it allows me to reach, you know, many girls that may not have specialty shops in their store or in their hometown, but they may have a Walmart.
How do you handle marketing?
How do I handle marketing?
Yeah,
I do a lot of, like, you know, being on your show, I do a lot of PR, and I have a licensing company that I work with in New York, and they do a lot of, they help me with a lot of marketing.
What were you doing before this?
I was at home with my three kids. I stayed at home with the three kids. And before that, I did have a business that I sold when the kids were little. But when having three little kids, my husband and I decided that one of us should stay at home. It was crazy.
And
that was a hard job. Three kids at home. That was hard.
Now that they're older and they're good girls, right? One girl and two boys.
Yeah. Oh, they're wonderful kids.
We all love our kids.
Oh, yeah.
I have three as well.
They're sweet. Yeah. It's never easy, though. It's the hardest job anybody will ever have.
But I suppose it was the epiphany during your parenting, your strict parenting years when they were children, that you came to realize that there was this need for an image makeover for what dolls were looking like then.
You know what? It kind of hit me when my husband and I were first married. And do you remember that Girls Gone Wild? I just remember.
The movie?
No. That was a TV show, right?
Was it a TV show? I thought it was.
Was it? No, it was. I think it wasn't it a TV show?
I thought it was.
Videos, yeah. Or something? And I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, what is going on? And it just kind of escalated. That's just my view. That's the first thing that hit me. Was when, you know, inappropriate things shown on TV with women, and now they're objectified in commercials, you know, in ads, and, you know, using women, you know, dressed in very little as tables, and men putting beer on them. I mean, that causes violence. There's been so many studies done that causes more violence towards women because they're objectified. Yeah. They're looked upon as objects. So we need to stop that.
Well, take a look at her doll line at the W's.gogosportsgirls, plural, gogosportsgirls.com.